Hello.
Hello, my name is Jamaya, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I am trying to find out how do I cancel a subscription or whatever I signed up for?
I can start with getting your zip code.
17112.
Your first and last name?
Diana Davis.
And can you verify your shipping address?
6439 Oak View Drive. That's OAK. Second word is View, VIEW, Drive, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. So I do see you. You did start with us on March the 8th for the Hype Watch. And you have the Hype Pods. I do see you. You did call me on today. You were refunded half credit. And they issued you an RMA number, correct?
That's correct.
Yes, ma'am. So that is what this is for.
But, you know, I didn't read the terms and agreement saying that they can charge me like every month.
Yes, ma'am, because it was in the fine print also.
Right. Well, I was just looking at the terms and agreement, and I don't want that. I am a senior citizen, and I don't shop like that. I only did that because it was a survey, and they said it was free, you know. So I want that subscription canceled.
Yes, ma'am. So as you already have got a refund on that, it's already have been canceled. You would not be charged.
Okay, so no more charges, right?
No more charges.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure because, you know, we didn't talk about canceling the subscription when I called in before. That's why I was recalling. But I do have another question because, you know, I got to pay to have this shipping back. And I'm only getting like 40-some bucks. So when I pay for the shipping, because in the terms and conditions, I have to pay the shipping and the handling to get
yes,
it back.
Ma'am.
Okay, so that could be another $10 to $12, which means now I'm down to 30-some dollars. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. That's just how it works. We can't do nothing about that. On your
right.
end, you will have to pay for your own shipping.
Right. So if I decide to change my mind and don't send it back, will I still...
You'll get charged. Yes, ma'am. You'll have to send that back.
No. I'm saying, say I never called, you know, about getting a refund.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I keep the product. Will my subscription still be canceled?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this was only a one-time thing, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out because it depends on how much it costs to ship back, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I need to ship it back in the same way, you know, it was shipped to me so that it doesn't get damaged in that. And I know sometimes, you know, depending on the packaging and stuff. You know, I just want to make sure I'm trying to do the right thing or if it's too much money, you know, for me to send back. And, you know, maybe it's just well enough that, you know, I just lose 20 bucks and, you know, instead of 40 or 50 bucks, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I probably could sell it, you know. And get most of my money back. So I'm just trying to weigh, you know,
mm-hmm.
What would be the better. So I just wanted to make sure that my subscription was canceled and there's no more, you know, charges going to be charged to my charge card.
Correct. There'll be no more charges.
Uh-huh. And if I do change my mind on that RMA, I will send an email.
No, ma'am, you will have to call in.
No, call in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just like I called you just now.
Yes, ma'am.
And say I'm not going to do the RMA.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All righty. I appreciate it very much.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.